Open your Bibles, please, to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, in your Scofield Bible, page 1220. Beginning with verse 9, we'll read through verse 13, these five verses. We'll read the verses responsively, the text verse being the 13th verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, beginning with verse 9. And may we stand, please, as we always do. We stand for the reading of God's Word. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Let's read together the 13th verse. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Now you'll not turn to it, but I'll turn to a scripture. This is Job chapter 1, verse 8. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? And let's pray. Father, it's a good day. Any day is a good day when it's Sunday and we're well enough to come out to the house that your people assemble and where you meet with us. It's a wonderful place. Thank you for our church. Thank you for a preacher who faithfully and loyally proclaims thy word. And how we trust you to do a work today, a wonderful work here in our midst, in this place. And so help us to be attuned to thy word and to be at one with thy spirit. And please, in a wonderful, wonderful way, bless and use our preacher in Jesus' name. Amen.
Another one of our beloved friends has joined our many friends on the other side this week. Little Georgie Havens went to heaven this week. I know what you're saying, but little Georgie Havens, one of a kind, had to have a lung removed. I think it was malignant, and the other one was fine. He was doing fine, and then his wife called and said the other lung became infected, and he went to heaven. I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, and his funeral service was yesterday. I'll be giving you a chance. That Georgie was a missionary, really. You didn't know that, but he spent most of his time in Mexico on the mission field. Because of that, they live by faith, and we'll give you a chance Wednesday night to help Mrs. Havens in the funeral expenses. I want to speak this morning on the subject, God's weighing station. Don't get worried. I'm not going to weigh you this morning. But God's weighing station. I read for you just one verse. There is no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the Word of God. My soul, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for a copy that got to me, and for the messenger that explained it to me, for the message it bore, and for the salvation through that message. And now this morning I come as a messenger. I pray you'd help me to be exactly what my people need today. In Jesus' name, amen. I was driving down a highway in the east. I came to a place where a big, long line of trucks were backed up. I knew there was no, it was not a toll road. I did not understand why those trucks were backed up. I inquired as I went by, hollered over the fellow. I said, "What is this? Why are you trucks all backed up here?" He said, "This is a weighing station." And I know something about weighing stations, but that wasn't the normal kind of weighing station. And I said, "Why are you weighing?" He said, "There's a bridge. As you know, out east, they had a big bridge to fall out there and some fatalities." And he said, "We're coming to a bridge. And the bridge has a load limit. And only certain, under a certain number of pounds, are allowed to cross over on the bridge." So what they were doing was this. They were weighing every truck to see that the truck did not weigh more than the load limit. And so this weighing station was there to make sure that nobody's life was endangered because a truck with too big a load got passed over the bridge or got on the bridge because the truck was over the limit, the load limit of the bridge. That basically is what God is saying in our text verse this morning. "There's no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted." And that word tempted is also the word tested. Now listen carefully to this. "God will not suffer you to be tested above that you're able." God will not suffer you to be tested above that you're able. Don't forget that. Don't forget it. God will not suffer you to be tested or tempted above that you're able. Well, I just had to yield to that temptation. No, you didn't. God will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able. "But my load is so heavy, I can't bear it." No, it's not. God will not suffer you to be tested above that you're able. And he goes on to say, "He'll with the temptation make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it." I want to say six things this morning about God's weighing station. First thing I want to say is God knows your load limit. He knows what your load limit is. He knows what your breaking point is. Are you listening to me? God knows what your breaking point is. He knows how much you can carry. He knows how much you can bear. He knows what kind of a load you can hold. God knows your load limit. God asked himself, he said, how much can he bear? You see, you're going to have a load. Now you mark it down, you're going to have a burden to bear. It may not have come yet, but it's going to come. You're going to have a day when you don't want to get up in the morning, and you have a day that you hate to face, and your load's going to come. I say your heavy load is, if you are not now bearing a heavy load, your load is on the way. Did you hear me? Your load is on the way. But now, first, God checks your load limit. Just like they checked the bridge to see how much load that bridge could carry and how much weight that bridge could bear, God asked himself, how much can you bear? How much load can you carry? That's the first thing I want to say this morning. Don't miss it now. Don't miss it. First thing I want to say is God knows your load limit. Second thing I want to say, our load limits are not all the same. Our load limits are not all the same. It's too bad that we do not have patience with each other. We expect everybody to have the same load limit we have. But there's some that cannot bear the load that you can bear. And there's some that can bear a heavier load than you can bear. There's some that cannot bear as heavy a load as you can bear. I said, number one, God knows your load limit. I love that. I love that. God knows my load limit. God has already checked me to decide how much load can pass over me and how much load can pass on me. And secondly, our load limits are not all the same. Number three. I said, number one, God knows your load limit. I said, number two, our load limits are not all the same. Number three, God allows the load that passes on you. Let me say it again. God allows the load. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. I said, God allows the load. Now, I want to say three things under that. In the first place, Satan cannot put a load on you that God doesn't permit. We blame too much on the devil. We say, oh, the devil's attacking. Oh, the devil's on the job. Now, the devil is attacking, and the devil's on a job. But I got some good news for you. The devil cannot put a load on you without God's seal on that load and God's permission. I'm saying Satan cannot put a load on you if you're in the will of God. Satan cannot put a load on you without God's permission. Number two, God weighs the load before He allows it. God knows what you can bear, and God weighs the load that's put on you before He allows that load to be put on you. Under that, God allows the load, I said, Satan cannot put a load on you. I love that. Huffing, puffing away, old booger man. You can't put a load on me unless God decides to let you do it. Yeah. I mean, God is the one who's at the weighing station, and God says to the devil, I've got to check that load. Don't you recall the story of Job, Brother Colston read a while ago, a verse about it? God said to Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? Nobody like him. Nobody like him on the face of the earth. Boy, he's got it. He's somebody. You couldn't destroy him. The devil said, let me, I like that. Let me, see, that my adversary has to get permission from my God before he can put a load on me. Said, let me, Lord's okay, go ahead, but don't touch his body. See, the Lord is limiting that load. Later on, he said, go ahead and touch his body. He can take it. Go ahead and touch his body. But I want to say this today, the devil cannot put a load on you that God does not permit. And, I said, God weighs the load before he allows it. So God knows your load level, and God knows the load. So God knows how much you can bear, and God allows what you have to bear. Third statement of that, Satan never puts a load on you. Now that means this. I can trust my God. Did you hear what I said? I can trust my God. If I have a burden, I can trust my God. In the first place, I know this. I know my God allowed it. The second place, I know God knows how much I can bear. The third place, I know God knows how heavy the load is. So bless your little pea-picking heart. My God is good. Oh, you say, I'm bitter at God. Well, you foolish thing, you. Don't ever get bitter at God. God is good, and God is right, and God is just. And God knows your load level and load limit, and God knows how much the load weighs that is going to be placed on you. How many times I've hurt and I've said to God, I trust you. I trust you. You know me. You know my load limit. You know my load, and I trust you. Ladies and gentlemen, once and for all, get God off the bench. Get God off trial. Get God off the judgment stand. Quit judging every day whether God's good or bad. Quit deciding over every event, after every event that happens to you, what you think about God. Let me tell you something. God never makes a mistake. And God knows what's best for you. And God knows your load limit. And God knows how much the load weighs. And God permits every load that comes on you. So a load comes on you, look up and thank Him and say, I trust you and I love you and you're my God. And I know that all things work together for good for me because I love you and I'm in your will and I trust you totally. It's time for Christian people to trust God for more than heaven. It's time for God's people to trust Him more than for salvation. It's time you realize the God that saved your soul and saved you from the fires and torments of hell and saved you to heaven, that same God can be trusted in every area of your life. That God can be trusted concerning your finances. That God can be trusted concerning your health. That God can be trusted concerning your family. Now get God off the judgment bar and get God out of judgment and decide once and for all, God is good. And whatever happens to me, I love Him and I trust Him totally. I said in the first place, God knows your load limit. I said number two, our load limits are not all the same. I said number three, God allows the load. Under that I said, Satan cannot put a load on you that God does not permit. I said, God weighs the load before He allows it, and it must have His permission. I said, Satan never puts a load on you. Number three. Number four. He will not allow the load to exceed the limit. Isn't that wonderful? Won't you shout? God will not allow the load to exceed the limit. What it said? There's no temptation taken you but such as is common to man.
But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able. I love that word, that little line, God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. That means you can depend upon God to do what He said, and depend upon God to react the same way every time to the same stimulus. He will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, and will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Now, wait a minute. What is God saying? God is saying, first, I know your load limit. Now, your load limit is not the same as mine. And yours is not the same as mine. And yours is not the same as his. And yours is not the same as hers. Each of us has a load limit unique to ourselves, but thank God He knows it. Number two, our load limits are not all the same. Number three, God allows the load. The devil cannot put something on you without God's permission. And God will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able. God will not allow the load to exceed the limit. Oh, preacher, this is more than I can bear. Hogwash, poppycock, foolishness, the devil's lie. It's not more than you can bear. God knows your load limit. That bridge out there in the east saw that big truck coming. And I heard it say, I can't take this one. Ah, but there was a great engineer that checked that bridge. There's a great engineer that used all the modern techniques to decide how much load that bridge could carry. And that big old truck got on top of that bridge and heard it say, I believe I'm going to crack under the load. But the engineer knew. You said this morning, I can't take any more. Oh, you can take all that God puts on you, because God doesn't put it on you till He finds out what you can take. So, I can't take any more. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. This is more than I can bear. Oh, no, it's not. Oh, no, it's not. We have a God who knows how much you can bear. And we have a God that has weighed that load before that load came on you. And God knows that the load is not bigger than you can bear. You don't have to crack. You don't have to turn back. You don't have to give up. You don't have to quit. You don't have to say, I can't do it. You can do it. You can't take it. Why? Because God knows your load limit. God's checked every load that's on you. All the burdens of this room this morning. The heartaches and sorrows and sadness in this room today. The hurts and the loads and burdens and trials in this room today. But hallelujah, thanks be to my God, the great engineer has already checked the bridge to see how much it can hold. And He will never allow a truck to cross over your bridge till He weighs that load and sees to it that load is way beneath your level to bear. You can take it. If you crack, it's because you choose to crack. Do you know what I said? If you crack, it's because you choose to crack. If you bend beneath the burden, it's because you choose to bend beneath the burden. Now hold it. I'm not saying the load isn't heavy. You see them little old trucks that cross that bridge. I'm not saying the load isn't hard to bear. I am simply saying it is bearable. I'm not saying you won't cry. I'm saying you can take it. I'm not saying you won't hurt. I'm saying you can take it. But He who knows your load limit, He also knows how much load is best for you to bear. And so He checks that load and weighs that burden. And as that burden starts coming down toward me, I look and I see the cloud coming toward me, and I say, I don't believe I can take that. Don't think I can. And God says, hold it, load. Hold it. Stop it. Stop it, load. I got to check you. Well, why are you checking me? Because I know how much Hiles can bear, and I'm not going to let more come on Hiles he can bear. You're not going to roll a step further till I give you permission to go forward. I'll send you back before I let more burden come on Hiles he can bear. Praise God, this morning we have a God that knows our load limit. And praise God, we have a God that's in charge of allowing the load to pass through. You can take it. I said in the first place, God knows our load limit. Don't miss it. I said, God knows our load limit. I said in the second place, our load limits are not all the same. I said, number three, God allows the load. I said, number four, He will not allow the load to exceed the limit. Don't you forget that, folks. Don't you forget that. Oh, the devil's put more on me than I can bear. The devil can't get to you unless God says, go ahead and put that load on him. I said, number four, you'll not allow the load to exceed the limit. Number five, I love this. Listen to it. The heavier the load, the more the confidence God has in you. The heavier the load, the more the confidence God has in you. He checked your limit before He allowed the load. And the heavier the load is allowed across that bridge, the more confidence that the engineer has in that bridge. You understand this? The lady came to me not long ago and she said, "Oh, Brother Hiles, I've got the heaviest load of my life. I don't know anybody carries the load I carry." I said, "Congratulations." God is complimenting you. He is expressing confidence in you. Illustration. I hired a man years ago named C.W. Fisk. He was a convert, new convert here. I hired him to be custodian. He swept the floors, mopped the floors, waxed the furniture, emptied the garbage. One day I noticed Brother Fisk was bringing folks down the aisle quite often. I'm talking about middle-class people. I'm talking about paying people. That's my favorite kind. And I said, one day, I said, "Brother Fisk, how would you like to just do half your time soul winning, a half a day every day, just soul winning? I'll pay you for it." He said, "I'd love it." I said, "Okay, I'll give you a custodian half a day, and you'll be a soul winner half a day." So he did. One day I noticed Brother Fisk was bringing more folks down the aisle, and I thought, amen. Blessed be God. Why am I wasting that money, his time? That guy could be soul winning all the time. See, I put more load on him. And when I said, "Brother Fish, you got to go soul winning all day," he said, "Oh, my soul, this is more than I can bear." No, it's not. I was complimenting him. And one day I thought, "My soul, I believe this guy could be in charge of soul winning here at First Baptist Church." So I put more load on him. What was I doing? Punishing him? No, and God's not punishing you when God puts more load on you either. When God allows a heavier load to come on you, God is complimenting you. God says you can bear more than you used to bear. So, Brother Fisk became an assistant pastor. And then later on I gave him more responsibility, and I gave him a bigger load. And then I made him a full-time assistant pastor and gave him a bigger load. Why? I'm not minimizing being a custodian. I'm simply saying that I was complimenting him. And God looks down sometimes, and God says, "That fellow." Was God mad at Job? No. God was complimenting Job. God said to the devil, "Hey, big boy, have you considered my servant down there, Job? What does God say about you when he talks to the devil about you? What does God say about you? Devil says, "How about that one down there?" God said, "Let's look at another one." I mean, what does God say about you to the devil? He's bragging on Job. He said, "Hey, there's one down there." And the devil said, "You let me put a load on him and he won't stand." And God said, "I already checked his load limit. He'll stand." Devil said, "Let me show you." God said, "Okay, just don't touch his flesh, but I know his load limit." And the Lord honored Job, was proud of Job, but he wanted to show the devil there's one guy could take what he had to offer. Devil came back and said, "Yeah, but he'd stand. Let me touch his body." And Job had lost his 10 children. He lost his wealth. He lost his camels. He lost his donkeys. He lost his oxen. He lost his sheep. He lost his wife's loyalty. He lost his health. And he's sitting in the ash heap. And he says, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." Thank God he had a big load limit. "I know that my Redeemer liveth, and he'll stand again on the last day." I know that. I know it. God was honoring Job. And if you have a heavy load today and you're a child of God, in the will of God, stand up and say, "Thank you. Thank you for having confidence in me. Thank you for complimenting me. I know you've given me the load to be here." Now let me tell you something, folks. Quit your complaining. Quit your whining. Listen to mine. Quit your complaining. Quit your griping. Nothing any more sickening to God Almighty than somebody gripes. Always dissatisfied. Always the negative. Always the cloud over the sun. Always the glass is half empty instead of half full. Let me tell you something. My life is in the hands of the great engineer. It's up to him to decide what I can bear. It's up to him to check the load before I have to bear it. And then it's up to him to give me strength and be with me as I bear that load and go through the valley and cross the bridge. Number six. I said, number one, God knows your load limit. Oh, take joy in that. I said, number two, our load limit are not all the same. I said, number three, God allows the load. I said, number four, He will not allow the load to exceed the limit. I said, number five. By the way, let me stop again. Don't you say you can't take it. You can take it because God knew you could take it before you got it. I just think I'm going to crack up. We haven't got time to crack up. I'm about to have a nervous breakdown. Cancel it. I just can't bear up anymore. So you crawl in bed, pull the sheet over your head, but the load's under the sheet too. I'm saying you can take it. I'm saying you can take it, and bless God, you can make it. I like what that black preacher I heard preach down in Texas one time preached on the subject. Scripture, whosoever therefore shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. He said, I'm preaching, and he had that southern drawl and also the black drawl. He said, I was preaching on whosoever therefore shall endure to the end, the same he shall be saved. Or he said, as we black folks say, if you can take it, you can make it. And bless God, our God has measured your load limit. He's measured your load, and you can take it and you can make it. Five, the heavier the load, the more confidence God has in you. And I'm saying number six, so trust Him as you see the load coming. He's recorded your load limit. He's weighed your load. Thank Him for the compliment. Hey, why don't you do this? Why don't you rejoice in the strength instead of complaining about the load? It's more than I can bear. You're bearing it, aren't you? You're here, aren't you? I love that little story I've told here three or four times and told across the country about that preacher out west who came to me one morning and he said, put his head on my shoulder as I was preaching out west, and he began to cry uncontrollably, and he said to me, Brother Hiles, he said, my high school daughter, teenage daughter, of course she's not married, but she's pregnant. And he said, I can't take it. I said, yes you can. Oh, yes you can. See, look, here's what you say. Well, that's what we call comfort. That's not comfort. Comfort's saying you can do it. You can do it. I said, oh, yes, you can. He said, how can I walk in the pulpit? How can I preach Sunday morning? My daughter, teenage daughter, pregnant. How can I do it? Well, I said, here's how you do it. I said, first thing Sunday morning you do is you wake up. Second thing, get out of bed. Third thing, you bathe. Fourth thing, you dress. Fifth thing, if you can, you eat. Sixth thing, you get in the car, drive to church. Seventh thing, you sit up there behind the pulpit. Eighth thing, you get up and start talking. That's the way you do it. Well, I can't bear it. Yes, you can. I can't take it. Yes, you can. He did. Several months later, I was talking to him. Maybe in a year. He came up to me and he said, Dr. Hiles, he said, you won't believe this, but he said, my second teenage daughter is also pregnant. He said, two daughters. The oldest daughter's both of them pregnant, neither of them married, and I'm pastoring a Baptist church. Now listen to me carefully. Don't miss this. Brother, let me tell you something. You don't quit because somebody in your family has broken your heart. There's no use in adding two heartbreaks, another heartbreak to one. You've got to make up some extra time. You've got to double your effort. You've got to get busy and do it. Why? Because you got motive. Because you failed in some area don't mean you ought to just quit everything. Keep that Sunday school class. Build it bigger. Keep that church. Do better. Listen to me. He said, my second daughter's pregnant. I said, man, alive. That's how you can take it. I said, how can you walk in the pulpit and preach Sunday morning? Tears running down his cheeks. A smile came across his face. He said, the first thing I'm going to do is get up. Second thing I'm going to do is bathe. Third thing I'm going to do is dress.
Fourth thing I want to do if I can, I want to eat. Fifth thing I want to do, I'm going to get in the car and drive to church. Next thing I want to do is sit behind the pulpit. Next thing I want to do is preach.
That's what I'm talking about. You can take it. You say, I couldn't take what she's taking. Well, if God gave it to you, you could. Because God knows your load before He gives you the load. God checks to see. So, hear me, I'm saying, there's no burden in this room this morning can't be borne. Did you hear what I said? I said, no burden in this room this morning cannot be borne. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tested above that you're able. God will not suffer you to be tested above that you're able. There I go repeating myself again. But God will not suffer you to be tested above that you're able. I'm going to say something else now. Think about what the sermon's about. Listen to me. God will not put a load on you bigger than your ability to bear up under it. Hallelujah. I have news for you. It's time you quit griping about your problems. It's time you started praising God for the strength. It's time you quit whining, going, oh, I can make it. Well, shut up and praise God. That same tongue that is griping and complaining can say, glory to God. Hallelujah! My God is able! I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me! There's no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. He'll not suffer you to be tempted above your able. And also with the temptation, make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear. Hallelujah! You can stay up. You can hold up. Quit griping. I'm sick of it and so is God. Praise God for the strength. I heard that bridge talking. That big old truck. 74-wheeler. That's the way it looked like to the bridge. Remember that problem heading towards you when you're 14? Huh? Remember the test you're going to take at the hospital? 115-wheeler. 116-wheeler. Got to have one on both sides. Remember? That old truck came. The old bridge began to tremble. The old bridge said, don't think I can take this. And the old load came on. The old bridge began to bend and sway a little bit. And the bridge didn't break. And I heard that bridge say, I'm going to make it. I got more strength than I thought I had. And you've got more strength than you think you have, too. God knows how much. So I have news for you. I have news for you. A heavy load's on the way. It's on the way. I don't know what the load's going to be. It may be like a man up in that PA room that you're going to find out you have cancer. The load's on the way. The trucks are rolling. They're on the way. It may be like a man sitting over here in the middle of this section this morning. Cancer came his way. He feared it. He came by to see me. You can't look and find out who it is. Look at me. I'm preaching. He's not. I'm not going to call his name. I'm not going to wave his hand. But the load came. It may be that you're going to have a financial burden that's going to bend you, but it won't break you. And it's on the way. The load's on the way. It's on the way. You won't get that high school diploma. In fact, most of you don't get that high school diploma before the load's already there. I sat behind our basketball bench out yonder last year. I went to a basketball game. I sat behind our boys' bench. And I was just in front, reached out to touch them. And I went down the line of those boys. The first five boys sitting in front of me, the load had already arrived. One of them, mother, said this morning, she has cancer. I won't tell you the others, but every one of those, I'm talking about high school basketball players now. I'm not talking about 75-year-old men. I'm not talking about old women like my sister. I'm not talking about that. Or middle-aged men like me. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about teenage boys. I'm talking about fellows playing basketball. The cheerleaders went out on the court to cheer. I looked at those cheerleaders. I counted four of those cheerleaders that had a reason to stop and cry. heavy loads are to death. And if the truck is not already on you as a bridge, it's on the way. But I've got news for you. Your limit has done been checked. Your load has already been weighed. And the load will not be too heavy for you to bear. So what you need to do, let me have this mic out here. What you need to do is just sit down and relax. Better still, go soul winning and relax. But as far as your, turn me up please, as far as your spirit's concerned, just relax. Come on, old truck. I'm ready for you. Hee, hi, ho, fum. I smell the blood of a trucking mum. The old truck goes chugga, 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 chugga. Here I come. Come on, Buster. Come on. I've got some news for you. Because whatever your load is, my strength is greater. The old truck says, how you know, chugga, 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 how you know, how you know, how you know, as the wheels go round and round. I say, because I've done been weighed. Who weighed you? The engineer, the designer, and the contractor who built the bridge. There is no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. Next four words ought to be written across everybody's heart indelibly, but God is faithful. But God is faithful. But God is faithful. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above you. And God's not guessing at it. God doesn't say, I bet you he can do it. God says, I know you he can do it. God doesn't say, wonder how old Howes is going to do. Now, God may wonder how Howes is going to do, but God does not have to wonder how Howes can do. Because God knows exactly how much I can bear. How can you lose? How can you lose? I mean, if God knows how much I can bear, and God knows how much the burden weighs that is going to be placed on me, and God knows what I need, and God loves me, and it's a compliment to me if God believes I can bear a heavier load. What can I lose? I'm His. He's mine. There's no temptation taking me, but such as everybody has. But I can bear it because the load has already been weighed. Our Heavenly Father, encourage the hearts of those who have